Thank you so much. Here we are, worldwide live over the internet through BBS Radio Online. It is today Wednesday, June 14, 2017. I'm in the country of the Americas, in the state of California, in paradise. Thank you all for being here. And May, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Thank you for being here. Who else is here?
Hi, good evening. It's Cleo from Connecticut.
Hello, Cleo. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Who else joined in? Welcome.
Jeannie from Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all for being here, ladies.
Any more interesting solar stories to report?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Did you like the story?
Oh, I loved it. That's too bad it doesn't happen at least once a month.
Yeah,
something to liven up the day a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe somebody will bake you like fresh apple pie, or say, "Here's a."
No, I could make a collection of the stories I'm going through, because it's fun to be on the road, and you do go through circumstances and experiences. I mean, nothing comes to mind right now, but it's fun to be on the road.
That's good.
I welcome all those that are here listening online through BBS Radio. We are still only a minute away from the hour. Winfrey will be here shortly. My name is Gijs Minderhout, and we probably will have a Q&A session tonight where you can submit questions online for email, and those questions might be answered live through a channeling from Teddy Brown tonight. Oh, welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in Michigan.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Thanks, hi.
Thank you for being here. Who else joined in? Please say name and location.
Hello, hi, Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you. This is Pat from Sacramento.
Hello, Pat from Sac. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And somebody else in welcome, please say a name and location.
Dharmananda, Boulder Creek, California.
Hello, Dharmananda from Boulder Creek. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, and welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Welcome to the call.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here. Somebody else joined in. Welcome if you want to. Please say name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. How are you?
Well, hi.
Thank you for being here.
Her name? Deb on the call? Deb Wren?
Not yet. Nope. We have somebody else joining. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Prescott, Arizona.
Hello, Terry in Prescott. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
In Prescott.
I received a call from it sounded something like Deb, but I couldn't. They didn't leave their name, and it was really, really noisy, and I couldn't tell from the background.
All right. You had more people turning in over here. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how are you, everybody?
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
And more people turning in. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome. Good to have you. Who else? Please say your name and location.
This is Wynn and Prescott.
Hello, Wynn and Prescott.
Prescott. Can I say it right?
Prescott.
Right. Go ahead.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Raiden in the land of Oz.
In the land of Oz. Welcome to the call, Raiden.
Easy.
Do we hear Terry on the line?
Yes, yep. I'm here.
Hi, are you warm?
I'm better off. I'm getting warm. I'm sitting in the sun, but the sun is might go down. But anyway, I'll be fine for now.
Okay.
I was a little cold. Sitting in the air conditioning building here, so I went out and sat in the sun.
Mm-hmm. We had 619 just call in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria. Hi,
everyone. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
And the last one?
TBS online.
What was that?
TBS here yet?
Yes, we are live on BBS Radio.
Hi, Susan, in
the
D.C. area.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Susan, aren't you supposed to be asking some questions?
Oh, yeah. I'm out of the flow of that.
Hurry up.
You're low tonight, are you?
No, I'm not asking for me. I'm saying I can pick it up.
Oh, okay.
I may be wrong. But I sense... You need to ask, benefit from asking some questions.
Okay. I'll get right on it. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com.
Right.
All right, Vin, shall we kick it off?
Who is that grunting? Is that Chris? Hi. I just want to make sure. Are you going to be here for the whole call?
Yes.
Because I don't have access to the the thing. Okay.
No worries.
Pardon me.
I'm on it.
Good. Okay. So we're ready. Go ahead.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is June 14th, 2017, Wynn and Terry in Prescott. You might wonder what we're doing in Prescott. And I could say it's none of your business, but it is. It's like there was a film festival here, and a guy that Terry met who came to one of our conference calls is a movie producer, was giving a talk. So we decided we would come down for his talk, which was at 4 o'clock. Was it 4 o'clock, Terry, his talk?
Three.
3 o'clock. We got here respectfully late, but we did hear his talk, got to say hello to him, and we hung out in the lobby. It's a college. We're on a college campus, a community college, and they had a big lobby with a lunch room. And I said, Terry, why don't we do the call in the lobby? And she said that was okay. So that's where we are. Now let me take one quick look and see if there are no more last-minute questions. I don't see Terry, hang on a second. Are you sure you're okay, Terry, right?
Yeah. I'll let you know if it changes.
I walked all the way back to the car to get my computer, and then I get back, and she says, oh, I'm getting cold.
Yeah, get my sweater, but the car is so far away.
All right. So let's get started. Again, if anyone's listening for the first time, this is the call. Okay, we have this idea that we're talking to these very wise sources on the other side. And we have been asking them questions for years. And on this particular call, we open up the portal that people who are influenced by our work can submit a question, and we will ask it on your behalf. This particular call was their idea. They said, why don't you do a call on Wednesday and let people submit questions?
Lynn was saying, No.
I only wanted to do a Monday night call. Then we're doing a Sunday night call. And so,
now we're doing a Wednesday call. Now we're doing calls every day.
Well, it was hard to turn them down. No, I'm talking. We're okay for a little bit, right? Yeah, thank you. Okay. So, I should go move my chair.
What?
I can sit over there, right? I'm not going to be eating or anything. I'm doing a conference call. So.
Yeah, I missed all that because I'm sitting outside.
Yeah, no, they're cleaning up the tables and they're making noise.
Yeah, I hear them.
Now let's see. Where's the quietest? On this side over here, where do you think is the quietest section? Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. All right. The cook is leaving. He won't be making noise. So it should be fairly quiet. All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. There's a particularly good location for the call that is open to the skies. We, on this Wednesday night, 14th of June, 2017, come to you. And if you have questions, we will see if we can assist. We connect with you directly. We do not come through the telephone line or through the computer. We come straight to you. We bypass all of the technological gizmos that slow down the train of thought and the transmission of ideas. Do you have questions?
Let me ask the first question. From your point of view, Terry is sitting outside under the sky. Does that make it easier or harder?
It is a... We connect the same, but it is a little easier.
Thank you. Okay, this is a question from Paul Anderson in Wildomar, California. And it has to do with an experience someone he saw on YouTube had while doing hypnosis. And a woman by the name of Allison Coe. And she is using some technique, which I'm not familiar with, which is QHHT. QHHT, and I don't know if you can tune into that technique, but she reported several of her clients, while under hypnosis, said that on August 21st, 2017, there will be a tsunami of positive energy passing by the Earth during the solar eclipse that day. So there is a solar eclipse on that day, and she's really not talking about a water tsunami, a tsunami of positive energy. Can you comment on that, please?
Give us a moment. There is a wave of energy, high energy, moving through the solar system. As you may know, the solar system is traveling through the space in the galaxy. And as such, it encounters different energies. Some of the energies build up before the sun and create a deep layer of energy that then streams around the sun. As Earth moves around the sun, sometimes it moves through this intensified energy. So the energy that Earth is bathed in changes depending upon the location of the solar system and the location of the Earth in relationship to the sun. There is a band that the solar system is moving towards and will bring in higher energy in that area of August. Thank you.
Thank you. And next question. I'll tell you what. I want to ask a question based on the last question. And that is, because there's higher energy coming to the planet, and there's been higher energy coming to the planet for quite some time, can that energy make a difference if nobody is picking up on it? In other words, is the energy
people
just...
People do not have to pick up on it for it to exist and to affect things.
Mm-hmm. How does people picking up on it make it different?
It depends upon the person.
I mean, like, in a general overall scheme, if somebody is... If more people are picking up on it, let's suppose nobody is picking up on the energy. How does the energy?
It still affects the people and the objects and the Earth and the solar system in the same way. as if nobody picked up on it or as if everybody picked up on it. If everybody picked up on it, then there may be interaction between the people and the energy. But it is unlikely that many people will pick up on it.
Okay. Next question is from, who is this from? I don't have their name. Oh, yes, they do. Janine from Salt Lake, okay? And
yes.
She's talking. Her question is, I have a difficult court case next Wednesday, and I am nervous and anxious. I know you and my guides have always been with me through everything. What is the best way I can calm myself down? My body has that fear response I don't seem to control. I talk with my lawyer, and I'm like a scared rabbit. I have been having panic attacks for weeks over this, as well as hopes and plans if it goes in my favor. I am very stressed about this. My mind is going all over the place, so bad that I can't remember the light invocation, and I end up just saying the first few lines. Please stay with me. Thank you, Janine from Salt Lake.
Thank you. Your court case isn't just next week. Your court case is now. All of the factors are now. And if you can stretch out the information, the interaction, spread it out to now. It is just next Wednesday that the individuals will focus on this and express their viewpoint and be there to argue you down. It is natural to be nervous, but stretch the court case out from now till then and realize it is now, it is tomorrow, it is the next day, and the focus, the lens is set for next week, so if you stretch out the information, what is going on with the court case day to day? Attorneys are preparing. Things are being transcribed. Things are being written. So take a look at it day by day. And don't stress out over the final focus of the court day.
You
may review the data, review what you think will be asked of you, go over and your mind, the validity of your responses, feel confident in the validity of your responses. That is our suggestion.
I wanted to ask a question. That is, in the now, with a court case or other kinds of things like this, you have a group of people that are against you, that are plotting against you.
And you have a team of people that are for you.
You have a team that is for you. And how do you cope with the energies of the people who are against you?
First of all, they have an overriding view day by day, which comes to the final focus on the court day. Be in the present time and realize their main focus, unless they're attorneys or secretaries typing up information. Their main focus is not on the case, but is an underlying focus. Put everything into its own perspective. And relax into the space, for they are not attacking you right this moment. Give yourself space, give yourself time, give yourself relaxation. Eat very well, get a lot of sleep, and make sure your points are prepared.
Thank you. Next question. This is from wait a second. This is okay, I have to check and see who this is from. We'll do another one. This is Valerie from Livermore. My father, Dennis, was very excited to hear your response to his question regarding how did the universe actually start. He wanted me to thank you. I explained to him how I have been channeling via Morse code for my girlfriend who lost her husband. So our question is, was it just a fluke, or did a door open for me that I should pursue further? And how did Terry figure out what to do with her gift? I should say that most of you know the story. It's that Terry really discovered her gift because they were chasing me, because we had this episode with Daphne, and then when Daphne left, they, our sources, wanted to continue the connection with me, and that they did it through Terry. But let me turn it over to Terry and to our sources.
Thank you. We first became aware of Terry in 1994. When she was in that year and the following year and the following year, 1996, was learning to channel through or with the Council of Light in Los Angeles, Michelle Taylor, as the teacher and guide. There are many people in the Council of Light that are connected to the higher realms, and the channeling Terry first did was in that class, channeling the Council of Light. That is where she expressed interest in her gift and began to express her gift in that channeling environment. tell your father he is welcome. We love assisting where we can. Could you repeat succinctly the question for today? When?
Yes. Valerie explained to her father how she had been channeling via Morse code for her girlfriend who lost her husband. And the question is, was that a fluke or did a door open for me that I should pursue further? Which I guess that's what she means about what to do with this. And
it was not a fluke. It is an opening of a door where you begin to see your gift and your ability to perceive, and it is moment by moment that you can see where your gift leads. You can know your openness and sensitivity to extrasensory data and merely develop it, and moment by moment see how it develops. And it is not a straight line of development, but it may have pieces here and pieces there, and fill in your sensory perceptives, and in everyday life, and have some fun with what you can perceive.
Thank you. Next question is, this is from Merrill Merwood, okay? And I sometimes, Merrill Woodard, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Her email is Merwood, okay?
All right.
But her last name is Woodard. Thank you for catching that. Okay. I sometimes turn right off a main highway at a light and make the first left into the drive for a Safeway and a restaurant. Leaving, I turn right out of the drive and take the first left at the light, retracing my route. The last time, two times I've done this to return home, I find myself on a country road instead of the main highway I came on. I keep driving and making turns, trying to find the main highway again and to find my way home. I end up quite far from my destination. I'm not experiencing brain fog, but cannot determine why retracing my route does not include the road I came in on. I'm wondering if this is dimensionally related. Normal life is complicated enough, but if this kind of occurrence is going to become commonplace, I see trouble. Did you follow that?
Yes.
Okay.
We suggest that you look at the highway maps and see if there's any changes in the roadway direction recently. Study them until you are familiar with how it is supposed to be on the map and any changes that have been made to the route by the highway asshole or the construction or anything going on, as if there is a dividing place in the highway, it may be a little different and lead you in a little different direction. Study the maps. You may get in touch even with traffic control or others that may be able to guide you, or AAA, and study and see if there has been a change in the flow of traffic on the roadway. Thank you.
Thank you. And next question is from David Morton in England.
Yes.
And Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man. But what exactly does this mean? I have never been able to determine what he meant by this statement.
He has a body that has been birthed into the earth plane. He is the Father, connected with the Father also. He is connected with the Holy Ghost also. The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He is a Son of God, but he is also occupying, or was occupying, a body in the third dimension. So he is also the Son of Man. When?
Yeah. Is there anyone in this realm who could not be referred to as the Son of God?
Everyone can be referred to as a Son of God or a daughter of God, as we all are. So, as you take on the role, even if you deny it, even if you feel like isolated and alone, it does not negate your sonship.
When you,
thank you. Yeah.
When someone is called the Son of Man, was that a humble way of Jesus referring to himself with humility so that people did not think he was better than them?
He was stating an accurate fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. This is about Jimi Hendrix. And let me just see who sent this question. This person, I'll read their question in just a moment, but I think it's David Wilkes. Yes, it is. David Wilkes asked this question, and I don't know where he is. I don't see him. But he has a feeling that he is being contacted by Jimi Hendrix. And let me just read his question. I was reading about Jimi Hendrix and the fact that he left the earth too early and that his spirit was trying to connect, to contact other people to do his work that he had not finished. There were a couple of individuals who claimed, I had the word claimed, to contact people who claimed they were channeling him, and Hendrix was coming through to them in their dreams. I thought to myself, I would like to continue his work. And when I thought that, I got chills all the way up and down my body. And was Jimmy contacting me in an effort to have me continue this working in this 3D level? Just so everyone knows, Jimmy is still doing work on the other side and wants to continue his work on this plane, as he was taken too quickly by a murder. My question is, was this Jimi Hendrix contacting me as other spirits to come to me and swarm tingling on my knees and shines like my mother and my nephew, Alex? Thank you, God bless who is listening. All who are listening, David. Okay, now
thank
I don't
you.
Know if you, did you follow that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
What you can do is get a picture of Jimi Hendrix with his guitar and take a look. Not with your eyes so much, as with your awareness, take a look and see if you can see the essence of Jimmy, feel the vibration of him. Get some of his music and listen. And see if you can feel his soul signature, his soul vibration. And this will bring you a stronger connection with him. And you can, in the quiet of your room, in the connection, have him let you know what it is he wishes. Thank you.
Is it common for a discarnate spirit to come in and want somebody else to do something that they didn't finish?
Yes, it is, particularly if they were taken suddenly and too early. And your connection with him, your reading about him, makes enough of a connection that he comes in on that. And you can foster that and let it grow and see what he is conveying.
Thank you. Next question is from Susan Rush in Virginia. She's in Virginia. And let me just get to her question. Sorry, yeah. Just a moment. Let me find Susan's question. There it is. Well, she's just asking for a general review of everything in her life. The question is, how am I doing just checking in? Is my heart open 51% or more? Am I moving in the right direction? When am I going to get some cash to help sustain myself and those of my soul family, especially Terry and Wynn? Thank you. I look forward to your guidance.
Thank you. The last part of the question was, when is she going to get some
money?
Could you say it again? Some money?
And when is she going to get some cash to help sustain myself and those of my soul family? Susan, I wish you could grasp one thing. Excuse me for cutting off our sources, but let me just say, you have to create it. It's your creation. Things don't happen because they're supposed to, because you have to get into, you are a really creative person. You can make anything happen. And you have to get out of being passive, in my opinion, and maybe you're not passive right now, but in general, people are that way, and they just ask for some magic to happen, and they won't go and do what it takes to create something. So that's my comment. I'll turn it over to Georgia.
Yes, you are doing a lot of the right things. You're applying for jobs. The more jobs you apply for, you take a look at what is out there and what you are equipped to deliver, the more chances you have to intersect with somebody that really needs you very, very much. You are a good worker. You do a good job. And there is something out there for you that will bring in the money that you need. So stay persistent and keep your reach out there, and you will begin to get reaches back. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That is, I believe, all the questions for today. Let me see here, make sure. I would like to, we went into a very interesting talk on Monday about other group souls. And it was indicated that there was a particular group soul for China and a particular group soul for India, separate from the Ra group. And it was indicated that neither of those group souls was aware of the Elohim or the Ra group. Do I have that correct?
The majority of those are wrapped up in their own soul group and are not aware of the other groups, nor are they looking for other groups. It mm-hmm. is a prestige status, something somebody works for, to be able to be a part of those groups. And they are not looking outside of those groups.
Mm-hmm. I would assume that if you start back at the beginning, the Elohim would have had to have been involved in their initial evolution, even though they don't know that now. Is that accurate?
Well, it goes from, there are sources. There's the Elohim, and normally the vibrations are of such that the individual does not reach up to be able to sense those higher vibrations and for them to move from the Earth vibration into their soul group is a very big deal for them. The Elohim, many millions of years ago, and even older, was instrumental in the beginnings.
Question. Are these two soul groups, could we call them service to others?
Yes, we could.
Would it be interesting and positive for our group to facilitate a connection with one of these soul groups through someone who is representing them in this realm?
Perhaps. See where it leads.
Okay. You understand my question, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But because they're service to others, I wouldn't expect to find potholes. Okay?
The only pothole that you might find is that they are tenaciously holding on to their position and unwilling to look outside of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I just withdraw and they'll leave me alone. They should. Okay. Very, very interesting conversation. Are those soul groups that you refer to, do they have a background in Lumeria? You know, we very rarely talk about Lumeria. We talk about Atlantis, and it seems like the Ra group played a big part in Atlantis. But prior to Atlantis, there was another continent called Lumeria.
The Lumerians were connected then with the Indians.
The Indians.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Yeah. So the Ra group was not connected very much in Lumeria, correct?
They had their hands somewhat in there.
Mm-hmm. How about in Atlantis?
Yes.
Were the Lumerians active in Atlantis?
Some of them
incarnated to Atlantis, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And were the Lumerians connected to the Philippines?
Remotely.
Okay. All right. You know what? It's 6:51, and we don't have any more questions. And I could ask more, but Terry is cold, and so I think we will turn the call over to Hives, and maybe he can play some music or something. And I'll walk with Terry down to the house for Whole Planet Healing.
Down to the car.
So, Hives, why don't you give the phone number for Whole Planet Healing, and I will hang up and call back in a few minutes. Okay.
All right. So do you have a phone number for Whole Planet Healing starting here in a few minutes, 7 p.m. Pacific? 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. And you'll be going off the air here in just a few minutes. I'll play a little song. Let's see what we have. Hope to see you all at Whole Planet Healing. Let me unmute and say goodbye to all of you. And hope to see you in a few.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This was the wrong one.
Yep. All callers are unmuted.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Love to all. Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Terry. Thank you.